Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf Shir sponsored Lo Nishmas Ayin BeHakashom LeAbbas Yitzchok. We're holding it Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that B'Shah Shomer LeHakadosh Baruch Hu LeYecheskel. Baruch Hu told Yecheskel Hanavi, Lechem Morlem LeYisrael Avicha Emoyui VeImcho Achitis. Go say something which seems to be derogatory about the Avos and Imois. So Amr Ruach Paskoinis Ifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So said this Ruach Piskoinis that it's not the right thing to do, because if Avram and Sarah will come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will he want to say that in front of them? So says the Gemara, does this Ruach have the ability, the power to say such a thing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says the Gemara, yes, he does have the power. And the Gemara says it has three names, this Ruach Piskoinis. It's called Piskoin, Itmoin, Sigroin. Piskoin is that he's able to be poisik dvorin klap emalek in taina against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Maharal explains over here, because he can do it before Am Yisrael, because that's kfoy demokr. Itwin is that he's oitim avon yisem sheyisrael, he's the sinegr for Am Yisrael. And sigrin is conscious soik yoshuv and epesech, once he doesn't have any limud zchus, he cannot open again. So you have this special power called Ruach Piskoinis, that could speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and protect Am Yisrael. Who is this Ruach Piskoinis? So Rashi says this Ruach Piskoinis is the Malach Gavriel. Says the Vilna Goin, a very stark loshon. It's not usual to find it, but the Vilna Goin, and especially Goy Sagor and Shas, says the Vilna Goin, Nichta Betzidoi, Einor Ken. It's not like that. Meaning Rashi is saying something which is wrong. It's not Malach Gavriel. The Vilna Goin doesn't explain more. But the Vilna Goin Avadeh is relying on some other source. Do you see even there clearly that the Ruach Piskoinis is not Malach Gavriel, it's a different Malach. So some already pointed out that in Sefer Raziel HaMalach, it's a Sefer Kabbalah Kadmoin, it says over there that Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Ani Re'isis Melech Malach Yamloch Yoyshev Al Kisri Yom Veniso, V'chayeloysov Oymdim Lefonov, U'mimino Mismoiloi, Va'omar li malach sar pnim sheshmoi matat ruach paskinei paskin atmin higdon sigrin. And it goes on to say different other names that it has. But clearly, the Sefer Raziel says that this malach that the Gemara is referring to over here is not malach Gavriel, but is malach matat. And so is brought down the tikuni zoyar, that's like aleph on base. Reuven Margolius sensed there. And there the Zoya is quoting the Sefer Raziel. And it says there that the Malach Matat has many names. One name is Mitator, which is the name that we use. And there's other names. The Tikkuni Zoya says that there's three names. Pitchon, Sigurin, Itmon. So two of the names mentioned are Gemara. One is not. And the Zoya tells us, Itmon is Bandiyu, Oitim, Choivim, Di Israel. Sigroin, this man, this sogar, tying this loose, very similar to what it says over here in our Gemara. So the Chur Tikkuni Zoya is almost clearly that this, the Malach that has these names, and he's the Oyim Divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the Malach Matat. And in the Sefer Divrei Torah of Munkat, Shechelek Alef Siman Peivov, he brings this discussion, he brings the Vilna Goin, and he says that the Vilna Goin, he would, if not, that he would know that the Vilna Goin learns different than Arizal, you'd say the Vilna Goin is going like the Arizal, because the Arizal does mention in the Kavanis that the Kavana of the Baal Tefillah is supposed to be thinking about Matat with the three names mentioned in our Gemara. And he adds that maybe Epshalom more, because in our Gemara it says that once he's Seiger, nobody else can taina against it. So that's, he says, that's connected to Matat, because the other Malachim, they're in the middle of discussion. We know there's Michael and Gavriel. Michael is Beyamin, and Gavriel is Mesoyim. Michael is the Malach of Chesed, and Gavriel is the Malach of Din. They discuss between them. It's doing the discussion can be both ways. But then it comes to the Hachro, it goes to the Malach Matat, with connected Yosef, Midas Yosoid, and that's when it ends, and there's nothing more to discuss. And the Maya said, this concept the Vatari mentioned is really written in the Megala Amukus and Parshas Vayeschanon, Oifen Kuftet Zayin. So there, the Megala Amukus says that the three names that are mentioned are Gemara of this Malach, Piskoin, Itmoin, Sigurin, is Rosh Tevris Osaf. He's Me'asif L'Kol HaMachnos. And the Megala Muka says clearly, to argue with Rashi. Rashi says, it's Gavriel. He says, no, it's Matat, who is massive, and this is, these names belong to his Malach. And just to give us the context, we just mentioned in a very recent shiur, the Divrei Ramban and Chumash, that the Malach Matat is Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'atzmoi. It's the way Baruch Hu reveals himself. Malach Gavriel is a separate Malach. So we can understand very much what the ha'orah of the Gra is. The Malach Matat, it represents the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it represents the Midas HaRach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could come and contradict what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. The Malach Gavriel is a standalone Malach. It's a little hard to understand this idea. Obviously, this is Dvarim Amukim V'Noyroi Me'oid, but just to give a little bit of pshat in Divrei HaGemara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or wants to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.